This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
You've prepared an amazing dinner. Now what about the wine? You probably know what pairs well with meat, chicken, or fish. But are there wines that should simply be avoided regardless of the menu? More after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Most wines seem to work just fine when teaming them up with food. Sure, there are some pairings that work better than others, but there actually aren't that many hard and fast rules. However, many wine writers seem to agree that there are just some wines that don't complement any foods. Most agree that wines with higher alcohol content, say over 14%, should not be served with food because they're too powerful to interact with most things on the table. Wines with a high alcohol content may not have enough acidity, which is very important to create harmony between food and wine. If you serve a wine with a high alcohol content, you might be wise to pair it with a very low sodium dish because salt strengthens the flavor of alcohol. And most wines with higher amounts of alcohol contain a lot of acetic bacteria, which will wash out the food's flavor. Of course, the higher the alcohol content, the less wine you'll be able to enjoy without feeling the punch. That might be reason enough to save a combustible Cabernet or a stinging Syrah for another time and place. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.